Man is a senior writer at Fast Company magazine who wrote the cover story for the July issue entitled, Is Your Boss a Psychopath? Alan, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Katie.
Don't many bosses share at least a couple of these traits? In other words, there are a couple of bad qualities in them?
You know, most people have some of these traits to a small degree. The difference is a psychopath has it in spades.
Right, and the combination of psychopathic behavior and power is probably pretty lethal.
That's right, and power is a magnet for psychopaths. You know, they're attracted by it. They want things that are thrilling. They want games that they can win, and so companies give them that arena.
All right, well, we have a little quiz that people can take at home so they can get their pencil and paper out to find out if their boss may be a psychopath. The first question is your boss superficially charming or grandiose, right?
That's right. These people, they're very charming, they're very likable, they're seductive. They want you to be their friends and their ally, but it's really all about them.
Someone is, you mark one, and yes, you mark two. What about lacking empathy? Why are psychopathic bosses so lacking and or unable to relate to their workers?
Well, these people aren't like you and me. They are profoundly selfish. They don't care about you. They don't care about their feelings. They can lay you off. They can fire you. They can backstab you. It does not make them worry.
Okay. Do they fake that they're empathetic at least?
That's right. They're great actors. They're like Hollywood actors, and they can lie. They can manipulate. They don't have feelings for us, but they know how to play our feelings.
Okay. In fact, that's the next question. Does your boss lie or manipulate? And I was going to say, many corporate psychopaths will refuse to take responsibility, as we've seen in some of these corporate cases, right?
It's amazing. You see these people and they're convicted. They might even go to prison, but they don't say they did anything wrong. They say that they're the victims, actually.
All right, now we add up our scores. I'm not sure if anyone could keep up with this, but 1 to 4 means you shouldn't worry. Your boss is probably just frustrated. 5 to 6 means you should be afraid, and 7 to 8 means you should be very afraid. So what do you do if you're very afraid or afraid? How do you deal with someone like this?
Well, the first thing to do is to be suspicious of flattery, because these people, they will try to disarm you so they can then use you or backstab you. So they'll come with extreme flattery, so you'll like them and you'll think that they're your friend and your loyalist, and your guard will be down.
You say question authority, avoid suspicious activities, and assess the damage to your life. In a nutshell, what does that mean exactly?
That means that just because your boss says something is okay doesn't mean it's okay. And, you know, a lot of things can be in your job description, but lying, cheating, and stealing, or helping someone else to do those things, or covering up, that's not legit.
And a psychopath will often try to get you into his or her web, so you'll partake in these activities, which could spell out some serious trouble for you down the road, right?
That's right. And for the company, that's how things like Enron happen.
And so when do you know you need to quit? Because it's hard to find a job these days.
It is. You know, it's hard to have a good job. The economy isn't great. But sometimes the emotional damage is just too much.
And it's hard to go to human resources and say, my boss is a psychopath. So, you know, you have pretty limited options, right? But at times, as you said, sometimes enough is enough.
That's right.